Welcome to Are You Real? The Psyche of Success, helping you break through the mental roadblocks that keep you from achieving your dreams. Through direct lessons, as well as our insightful dialogue with industry thought leaders and influencers, we can unlock your full potential to the authentic you. Now, please welcome your host, Jody Holland.
Hey guys, Jody Holland here with the Psyche of Success. I'm back with one of the coolest people that I've had the chance to interview yet. Please don't take offense, anybody that I've already interviewed. But I am with Four Price, who has a couple of jobs. He has his day job, which he gets paid for, and he's got another job where he serves and sometimes maybe pays a little price, but goes out of his way to make the world a better place. So Four works for Amarillo National Bank, which is the largest privately held family-owned bank in the United States, as a trust officer and a vice president. And then he also is in the Texas House of Representatives, District 87. The greatest district in the entire state of Texas. So anything else you want to add for about how awesome you are?
I don't know. You did a pretty good job, Jody, of describing all my responsibilities. A proud father of four. We're on the heels of Father's Day, day after Father's Day.
Absolutely.
2017. And four wonderful kids. And
so ages, what's the oldest?
26 is the oldest.
Okay.
And then we have a 24-year-old, a 20-year-old, and an 18-year-old who just graduated from high school.
Fantastic. I gave you a high five for getting them all out
nice.
Of there.
That's nice. I know. It's pretty amazing. That time flies. Everybody says it does.
Yeah.
And you kind of think, oh, you know, I don't know. But, you know, the older you get and they get, the faster it goes.
Oh, man.
I just can't believe it.
I couldn't agree more. I have my oldest just graduated high school.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The youngest is a junior this next year and nice. Starting to take college classes at Amarillo College.
That helps.
Oh,
in
man.
Fact, my youngest, who just went through orientation where he's going to college, you know, got credit, dual credit. And he said while he was taking those classes, he said, I always wondered, why am I doing this? This seems like a lot of work and I'm not sure it's going to pay off and I don't really understand why I'm doing this. Then now that he saw the credit he got and what it means he won't have to take with, you know, 900 other freshmen in that
exactly.
class, he said, I'm sure glad I took the English and the history and all these things. So it does pay dividends.
Absolutely. Yeah, Emily could agree with that. The only frustration she had was she didn't get to register as early as the other people that are classified as sophomores. So she missed a couple of classes.
Small price to pay. But
it's a very small price to pay and the best savings that I think I could have done was having them do that.
I agree. It's worth every penny.
Very cool. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure you go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Share this with your friends. Follow me on Twitter at Jody and Holland. And also look for Four Price. He's out all over the place. He's got some great things to say and some great things that he's been doing for the state of Texas. So I'm going to start with the first question here.
Sure.
What is your definition of success?
I define success personally as achieving whatever goal I've set before me. So it's not necessarily monetary success. It's not necessarily what other people might view as being successful. But, you know, I set high standards for myself and I set goals, you know, for what I want to accomplish professionally and personally. And so when I am able to achieve those things, then I have a great feeling of self-satisfaction, and to me that's being successful. And so, you know, I think a large part of that, too, is for me it's always developing sound and positive relationships.
Yep.
And so whether that be, you know, familial relationships with my kids, with my wife, my parents, my siblings, et cetera, that's important. And
yeah.
So no matter what I'm doing, you know, if those are on solid ground, then I'm setting my priorities in the right spot, and you know, I think that's important. And so I define success, you know, on a real personal level, because I think if you're always, you know, seeking to define yourself by how other people view your success or failure, then you're kind of, you know, in the wrong spot. So that's
yeah.
to me how I define it.
But I think, you know, you're on with that it will wear you down if you're
sure.
always looking for that outside affirmation or validation.
Yeah.
When you, like you say, when you make it about, here's what I want to accomplish, now it's about me going and accomplishing
sure.
it, then you learn along the way when you make mistakes and you hit what you want to hit.
And we all make them.
Oh, yes.
So that usually makes you a little smarter, a little better.
Yeah.
So I agree with you.
So you said when we were kind of talking ahead of time, you guys are coming off the heels of probably the best legislative session that you've gone through. So I want to say congratulations
hey,
for that
you.
First off. And also thank you for serving, because I look at
sure.
the position that you have and I think, Yeah, I'll support, but that's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It's really something I am very proud of. I mean, it's a real privilege to serve people that live and work here in the Panhandle, make this their home in the great state of Texas. I mean, it's an awesome privilege that I have really enjoyed. Just finished my fourth term, so
congratulations.
Thank you. Have not been there, you know, a long time historically, but this is my fourth term, so I'm into my eighth year. And personally, this was the most rewarding, the most accomplished session that we've had. We had a very aggressive agenda to set out to improve the state through a lot of healthcare bills, through some water bills, through bills that have local import only and things of that nature. And we were able to do that. And that was tough in this session where most bills, frankly, did not pass. And so, you know, that even makes me prouder of the accomplishments. And it's not just me. It's our office. It's the folks that work during the interim. I mean, it's a group effort for sure. But we were able to really hit some home runs this time. And I was pretty excited about, you know, where we ended up.
That's awesome. So in that, okay, this was a good session. But like you said, sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we struggle. So when the times do get tough, what do you do to push through those times?
You know, any challenging times that I have faced, you know, there's no cookie cutter or boilerplate, I guess, blueprint to follow. However, it seems that every time I'm facing adversity or obstacles, I rely on, you know, the advice and input of folks that have been there before me. Try to seek the wisdom of those who've gone through maybe similar circumstances, so I'm not recreating a wheel or trying to, you know, you try to avoid the landmines that are out there best you can, and certainly learn from your own mistakes, you know. I mean, try to figure out what you might have done wrong or, you know, what maybe is creating some obstacles that you can avoid. I do that, try to reflect on that personally. I have a sincere, you know, and deep faith, and I rely on Christ to give me some guidance, you know, where often I, you know, if I'm just relying on my own intellect or my own intuition or you know, decision-making processes, maybe that's not always sufficient. In fact, I know it's not. So, you know, my family and friends and relationships, again, I go back to that. I just can't stress the importance of sound relationships because I think that whether it's advice or whether it's just counsel or another opinion, you know, set of eyes on a problem, fresh set of ideas, those are things that you know, are pretty invaluable in terms of maybe looking at a problem from a different, you know, angle.
Different angle, yeah.
Different aspect.
Well, and you hit three things in there that I think are really important. I've always described intelligence as the ability to learn from your mistakes.
Sure.
Wisdom, the other thing you hit, is the ability to not have to make the mistake and to learn from what somebody else already did wrong.
Yep.
And then perspective, and that's the thing of asking your family, asking experts, asking God for guidance. So it's putting all of those perspectives in there in order to get you where you want to go.
No, I think that's true, and you know, try to keep your priorities in line as you're doing it, because sometimes, you know, you obsess or you really think that what you're working on or what's troubling you or what's presenting the most problems for you is the most important thing, and often it's time sensitive or there's pressure involved, and so, you know, sometimes it can take your full attention, but that doesn't mean it's the most important thing of all time, you know, for everybody. So keeping all that in perspective and prioritizing correctly is a big part of it. But I tend to rely on relationships and try to, you know, analyze things correctly, and you know, don't always get it right, but I try.
Well, nobody gets it right every time. So what is it that keeps you awake at night? Is there anything that you worry about or obsess about making right?
Well, you know, I mean, from a personal level, it's always your children. You know, you always try to make sure that, you know, the foundation you've laid is a good one. The decisions they're making are good. You know, you worry about them, especially as they get older and are more independent, because you've laid a foundation that you hope will allow them to do the right thing under all circumstances, but they're human. And so, you know, they're going to make bad, you know, decisions or inexperienced decisions, just like everybody did when they were, you know, younger. And so, you know, you kind of worry about their safety and security and their job prospects and school and just everything that goes along with that. But, you know, from a professional standpoint, you know, what keeps me up is when I know folks have placed a significant amount of confidence or trust in what I'm working on, whether it be here at the bank or, you know, for the state of Texas. And I want to make sure that I don't disappoint them by making a, you know, a bad decision or a, a quick decision, maybe without a lot of deliberation or anything like that. So, you know, that's, you know, what always concerns me the most. I mean, I'm a real sound sleeper, so I don't think anything keeps me up at night, but it does, it does, you know, when you use that phrase, you say what concerns you the most. For me, it would be violating the trust or confidence somebody may have placed in me for, you know, a job that I'm doing. So
right.
That's probably professionally one of the highest concerns I have.
Awesome. Very cool. And I can just chime in and say I absolutely agree on the kids, too.
Yeah. 'Cause
that was a conversation my 18-year-old and I had right as she was graduating. I said, so have I prepared you?
Yeah.
You know, and at this point, it's like, yeah, it's too late now, Dad. I'm fixing to leave the house. But you do worry, and I don't think you ever stop worrying.
That's what my parents say, you know, and I'm sure that's true, that, you know, no matter how old you are, no matter how old they are,
they still worry about you.
You're only as happy as, you know, your most unhappy child, you know, something along those lines, because you
that's a good way to
you
put
just
it.
Worry about, you know, what they're doing and how they're doing it, and if something's bothering them, it's going to bother you, and that's mm-hmm. That's just the nature of being a parent.
Yep, I agree. So you have a lot of habits. I mean, to be able to juggle two really important positions at the same time, what would you say are one or two of your success habits?
Time management's a big challenge, but it's something that, you know, having been trained as an attorney, keeping track of your time, you know, my younger career as a practicing lawyer, you keep your time in 6-minute intervals for billing purposes, and it drives people crazy, drove me crazy. But you really start to view the world in terms of, you know, how valuable
chunks,
your time
yeah.
is and what you can allocate where and how. And maybe that was helpful to me in you know, what I'm doing today, because I really, you know, juggling multiple jobs, multiple cities, multiple offices, it's really challenging sometimes to make sure you're on top of it. And so, you know, managing your time correctly has always been something that I guess I've developed pretty well in terms of being able to manage it. So that's been, you know, a big achievement in terms of being able to kind of, you know, keep everything moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
But preparation, I've always been, you know, very earnest about trying to prepare myself well for whatever it is I'm working on. Do my homework, and whatever time it takes on the front end, you try to make things look easy on the back end.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not, but if you can, you know, do your homework on the front end, you know, and people talk about things like that, but I just think there's no substitute for it. It absolutely makes a difference. And whatever time I can, you know, allocate to preparing, studying, doing my due diligence or homework on whatever issues, whether it be here or down in Austin, always pays dividends. And
always,
so those are two things that I guess kind of jump to the forefront of my mind.
And those are big ones. Managing your time, and then on the research side, I always teach in problem solving.
Yeah.
If you do your research, it's easy to fill the need.
Sure.
The problem with most problem solving is all they focus on is the problem and not doing the research to fill the need.
You got it.
And so, anyway, I think that's what you're saying. That's that prep time that really pays the dividends in the end.
I don't think there's, as I said, any substitute for that. And really, you just never can go wrong, you know, because even if it's not evident to somebody, the fact that you make a problem look, the solving of that problem look easy is
that's huge.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
So one last question for you. If you were going to give some advice, what would you give as kind of a, here's how you can find your success in life? What advice would you give?
You know, your credibility is about the most important thing that you have. So if you give someone your word, you know, I stress real strongly that you need to keep it, you know, and I mean, sometimes that's not always comfortable, but a lot of folks will remember that you took a stand or a position or made a commitment that you honored and kept. Even if they didn't always agree with it, they can respect that. And
right.
I think that's very important. You know, I'm a big believer in positive relationships and developing them. And you can't do that if you're not honest and earnest and,
right.
you know, keep your word and you're credible with the folks you work with personally or professionally in whatever environment you happen to be in.
Yeah.
So, you know, advice that I would give is you know, keep that in the back of your mind, especially when it becomes uncomfortable, because everybody faces difficult challenges, adversities, you know, they get tugged in a million different directions.
Yeah.
It's not always the easiest thing to do, but I just think it pays enormous dividends down the road. Folks recognize that you will, you know, you'll sleep well at night. I mean, all the things, all the cliches that go along with that, I think are absolutely true. So I guess that's probably the thing that I would say.
I like it. I was actually teaching an ethics course this morning over at BSA before coming over here, and I quote Benjamin Disraeli's British Prime Minister, kind of said the same advice as you.
Oh, really?
Said, if you have ethics, nothing else matters. If you don't have ethics, nothing else matters.
That's a great way to put it, actually. Yeah. I've never heard that, but I'm going to use that if you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it. Well, I didn't say it originally, so.
I like it.
So, yeah. Well, thank you very much for appreciate you being here.
Appreciate the time, and thanks for the invitation to join you.
You bet. I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Are You Real? The Psyche of Success, and we know you found value in the show, so it's time to find even more value on our website. Be sure to visit rureal.org and click on podcast for insights, free training videos, show notes, and more. Again, that's rureal.org and click on podcast.